Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Right, finally.
Happy Friday to you. It's a beautiful morning out there, nice and cool. I'm getting to be that old guy where heat bothers me.
You are there?
I'm becoming that guy. You know what I mean? We're having those hot days, and you don't want to biatch, because it's like, okay, we're in Wisconsin, and it's 86, but, you know, it's going to be 30 below and snow in a couple of months, so don't complain.
What do you do? Do you sit in the air conditioning, or do you make the best of it, go in shade? Iced tea, Long Island iced tea.
All those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can get my mind that it's going to be snowing in 5 months. So.
Okay.
I like this weather.
All right.
EAA this weekend, cherry picking. I'm going to take advantage of this. I love it.
You and your cherry picking.
I know. I'm up for that.
All right. What's it supposed to be like this weekend? Like warm, I think,
90.
Right? 90. 90. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. You know why? It's good for both of us. We just made a new pact.
We did.
We made a new pact.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Our lives have changed.
They are. We had a guest on yesterday. We're going to bring her back. She was actually on to talk about her father, who is a veteran that needs his home, some small repairs, and he can't do it anymore. And, you know, before COVID, there was a pretty good organization. There was a pretty good support for helping people. And church groups did it. And I think you had a lot of friends that did that, veterans helping veterans, but plus church groups. And for whatever reason, it's not as visible as it used to be. So she came on our show yesterday to talk about that, and we were very happy to have her on.
About some things her dad needs.
Right, in his basement and some stuff with
porch.
The porch needs some repairing, and we're going to, we'll get some people on her. And it was weird, because I mentioned this, but when she walked in yesterday, you know, we greet our guests at the door, and she looked familiar, but just her eyes, you know, and I'm like, do we know each other? You know, because you meet so many people like you do or on the campaign trail. She goes, oh, yeah, we used to work together. I'm like, oh. She goes, but you probably don't recognize me. I've lost 195 pounds.
It's incredible.
And so John.
But then she said something that was magical. Then she said something where it's like, this is a new life. This is a new world.
Oh, yeah.
This is like being born again.
Right.
This is like.
Energy.
Being born. Actually, did you see Jim Harbaugh use that in his players? Weren't you what? When he spoke to the his San Diego Chargers for their first practice training camp, he goes, guys, this is what being born feels like. The guy's like, how do you know what being born? Embrace this of being born. It's a whole new world. And we have a whole new world because of something she said on how she lost the weight.
Well, she said it, and you didn't compliment her, but you are today because you thought about it. But she said, and we were like, do you mind telling us, how did you do that? Because, you know, you hear about these surgeries and all these pills.
Shots.
And shots and sometimes, you know, heavy with the shrink. And
or going crazy where that's all they eat is like vegetables.
Right. Just some crazy diet. She goes, look, all I did was cut out some of the sugars and flours and it was a little more disciplined in my eating.
And basically eats meat.
Yeah. And John goes, that doesn't work. But she's got a lot of energy, and what did she say? She walks 10 miles a day. A day.
And she's got a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, that was
it's amazing.
That's amazing.
She's so much better than us. But we're bringing her back.
Most people are.
We're going to try to get her people to help with the project. I'd like to get a picture of the porch, see what needs to be done, see if it can be salvaged at all, and then start from brand new.
Take a picture of the pouch, and then we'll try to fix both.
The pouch with pouch.
Like your gut.
Oh, my God.
I think we should call her Coach Kathy. What do you think?
Coach Kathy, right, I like it.
Bring her on.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, we'll do that.
But it's so not that John would ever overreact to something. So after she comes on, he goes to the store and buys all these vegetables and stuff you're going to end up throwing out in a week. But
I ate a bunch last night.
Did you?
I had, you know what I buy?
I didn't.
You know what? I'm also getting to be really cheap in some ways. And I literally looked on the price per
ounce of
salads. There's a huge difference. Did you know that? In price?
Well, there's also a difference in quality, but yeah, there's a difference in price.
But cabbage is the cheapest.
That I didn't know.
There you go. There you go.
And that was all because of your...
It's always like once you should learn something new every day.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
You got your new thing. Cabbage is the cheapest of the lettuce-type foods. So I bought a whole bunch of coleslaw, and it's really good coleslaw sauce, and that's all I've been eating.
I think that sauce is the killer.
No, it doesn't have any carbs.
Oh, okay, good.
Carbs are the killer.
All right, because when I went to see one of those...
I had four bowls of coleslaw last night. That's all I ate.
Well,
ooh.
When I was seeing that... I don't know. You guys got all offended. I called her the fat farm lady. But whatever, that lady I went to see about helping me lose weight.
Yeah, I don't think we should use that term.
Okay, but anyway, she said that it's the sauces that kill you.
That all depends. If you're watching carbs, I bet we could get Kathy on right
well,
now.
Well, that's what we'll talk
and to Kathy her. Would say, nope, John, that. John, you're correct. John, you know about nutrition. You do know how to lose weight.
No.
She's going to tell me that. She says, she'll say, I can tell you've studied nutritional things.
I think it's going to be great having her on.
Yeah.
I know, but I didn't. I called you last night because I was working on a little project for our show, and I was having cheeseburgers. I was.
Oh, you said you grilled. But you know what? I was thinking about that.
But I felt pretty good.
I was thinking about that.
They were good.
You have it harder than me in a certain way to lose weight because you're a great cook.
I'm not a great. I'm a good cook.
You enjoy cooking.
Jim,
enjoy
you're cooking. Good. I enjoy cooking.
You enjoy.
That is a true statement.
So for you to lose weight, you almost have to give up one of your favorite hobbies.
Right. It would. Right. That is going to be difficult because I do. Like even last night. So, I just got all these cheese. They make pizza crusts with cheese embedded in them.
Okay, that's not good for you.
Well, then I make the pizzas, right?
Yeah.
So. You know, taco pizzas and just meat lovers pizzas. I make some vegetarian, but so I got like 8 crusts last night and I'm going to make those this weekend. And yeah, and I enjoy doing that. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'll do it Sunday morning. But yeah, that's going to be, I guess I could make them and give them away.
That'd probably be nice.
It would.
That'd be very nice.
Don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen at all. Don't give them to me because like I said, you know what I want for dinner tonight? Prawns on the grill.
Yeah.
They always look good when I'm in stores. Have you ever cooked a prawn?
Mm-mm.
Todd, you ever cook a prawn?
No.
How do you cook a prawn?
Just on the grill. You just said that.
Boom, just grill them, huh?
I don't know, John. Like,
they look really good and healthy. I saw them at the store.
But it's a shell, right?
No, I don't think there's a shell.
Well, then you want to cook those on the grill, I don't think.
Why?
You get foil or something and fall apart. Aren't they stick to the grill?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're I don't know.
I, don't, I am, but I don't. I've never cooked prawns.
Anybody else ever cook a prawn? Let us know how you cook a prawn. I've always just wanted to have a
Why
prawn.
Why did you buy prawns?
Because I'm getting into Creole food as well.
I think they're cheap.
And that's a Creole. I don't think they are. I think that's a Creole food.
Watch the sauce. What are you going to dip it in? Butter. Garlic butter. You know, that's it. Johnny, you got it.
That's good. You can eat that. That will not hurt you. Jim, I'm going no carbs. Look how many carbs are there. I'm going to look up carbs in butter. You know how many there's going to be? None.
Butter?
Butter. There'll be no carbs in butter. Trust me on this.
Why do they? I don't think you get a lot to learn.
Okay.
Look,
what's it say?
Wow.
Zero.
Okay. All right.
Zero carbs in butter. Do you have Kathy's number, Todd?
But here's the thing. No, this is what you're, remember that lady, somebody told us this. You are going to try to get your body into ketosis.
Yes.
However, you're not that disciplined to never step out of the
You don't know that. Now
and
I
once,
am.
And once you do, it's all for naught. So no, that's why you're better off having a balanced diet. Yeah? I don't know, man. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, you talk to me about a balanced diet and how to lose weight, and then tell me how to do a slam dunk in basketball, too, okay? Because two things you don't possess, height, elevation, and discipline when it comes to eating. So don't you try throwing that around on me.
6:15 in the morning.
I'm just saying.
Here's what I'm afraid of. Like, you guys are going to do this, which I'm really excited for you guys about. But
thank you.
I think, you know, when you're on those diets and you're doing that, sometimes you get a little irritable.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine you guys both doing a diet?
Yeah.
Being
John,
just a little
true.
Bit irritable with each other.
Okay. I would be fine. He could be an issue. I would be fine with that.
Hey, are we going to have...
I'm totally fine with that.
Are we going to have a cheat?
I would walk in here every morning just bright and sunny like I always do. Yeah. Morning, guys. How are we doing? Let's go get
you
up.
You have never done that in a year.
I have
to. Okay. Are we going to have a cheat day, though?
No.
Really?
No,
we're all in?
Uh-huh.
It's just in. Put foil on the grill to grill prawns.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Didn't know that. All right. Now I know.
Okay.
All right. One step at a time here. You know, but I'm going with a lot of seafood, and I'm going with a lot of meat and a lot of salads. That's all. No potatoes, no bread whatsoever.
Pasta.
No more cookies. No more pasta.
Oof.
None of those things.
That's going to be tough.
Vodka. You can have vodka. What?
Oh, I don't know, John. That I think those all or none diets are extremely
this
difficult.
This is exactly what that Kathy did to lose 190 pounds. If it worked for her, why won't it work for us? I'm telling you.
I don't know that. I think giving up pasta is tough. I do. It just, that's everything. That's lasagna. One of the
worst. I actually asked.
It's lasagna. It's all the spaghetti. It's linguine. It's just
rice.
And I cook. Well, you had some of my spaghetti. It's good.
I actually asked my doctor when I was there. I said, what foods to lose weight? And he said white bread.
Yes.
Pasta and rice were three foods that can really put it. Which surprised me. I always thought rice was like, you know, really low fat and won't put on weight.
But brown rice, isn't that? Because I cook that. As a matter of fact, I just made some. And then this is what I did. I'll tell you that my healthy thing.
I mean,
I had some brown rice with some veggies in there. And then I cooked 3 pounds of shrimp and added that to it.
That sounds good.
I hope that was good for me.
That sounds really good.
Doesn't look like
it. When's the last time you saw a fat Viet Cong? And it's all they lived on is rice. Rice and fish heads.
Well, I don't think they had. Okay.
Just saying. So I'm going to. What? It's going to be a whole new me.
Okay.
I want to lose 50 pounds. 40. I'm going to lose 40 pounds.
By when?
Christmas.
That's good. That is doable.
40 pounds by Christmas.
That's 5 months from yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
That's 10 pounds, 8 pounds a month.
Yes.
You'd probably do that.
And what I will make a.
But you can't cheat.
I got to put something on the table for this then. I'd shave my head.
If you don't, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to shave my head.
I was thinking, wow, it got kind of quiet. Now I'm thinking, okay, he's rethinking that.
I'll run three laps around the building in my underwear.
Nah, that's shave gross. Your head. Shave your head, please. Jesus.
All right, sorry.
We'll come up with something better than
that. We're going to help you lose weight.
I have never heard a more explosive response by Todd in the year and a half we've been doing this show. No! For the love of you, no!
Shave your head, man.
No!
Shave your head.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We have Mark Hewson today. We got Brandon Kennard from MBC 26, Dennis Peters, and Miss Green Bay performing music. Back after this.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap, I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionists, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
Man.
Todd.
Almost out of your shelf. That is so, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was shocked when you said that was, I didn't. When you hear it the first time, is that really Todd?
That's really Todd.
Really, really funny.
Todd, I was actually thinking about this last night. I think you should do an intro to our world's worst trivia.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's like, you know, hey, you want to be smarter? Well, don't listen.
You want to learn anything?
Yeah. Yes. Right. You had to try to corporate in there? What you just said, and remember that, was it Animal House? Is the dumbest. You'll receive no points. May God have mercy on your soul. Everyone in this room is now dumber after hearing that. We got to put that in there. Yes. That book is pretty good, what I brought you, though, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah.
And it's not too deep.
No. No.
It's all
good.
Doable stuff.
Oh, that trivia yesterday that you read before you gave it to him? Yeah. That was all right.
You won.
I know I did. I did.
There are categories. I went through the categories. Didn't go through the questions. But went through the categories, And there are some that should be right in your wheelhouse. I mean, like 100% in your wheelhouse with cities and capitals of the world and things like that.
Okay, good. Well, so, let's, we'll,
you should be
do we pick the categories then? How's that going to work?
Todd's picking them.
Oh, Todd's picking them. All right. Yeah, that'll be fun. That's, and I think our listeners, everybody enjoys picking up a little piece of trivia here. Exactly. There, right. I hope.
So today is System Administrator Appreciation Day. What is that?
That would be
I think it's like IT people, right?
People that like take care of the computers
and the websites.
And oh, okay.
Yeah.
We used to call that Geek Day. But okay. That's okay. That's
wow.
Great. Wow. I know. But now they're, hey, they run it now.
Like to apologize to all the system analysts out there.
We love you guys. We love you people. We couldn't do it without you.
Okay. Today is Aunt and Uncle Day. All right.
That's cool.
You ever say the word aunt?
No, but people who do.
But people who do, I feel like they're trying to show off. Don't you? I'm going to my aunt's on Mackinac Island this weekend. We're going to sail.
Aunt?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that I ever, did I ever think they were, I never thought they were any, that they were like sophisticated or anything. I thought that was just like not real bright.
You, Todd?
I don't know anybody that uses that terminology.
Aunt.
Okay.
No, aunt.
I know they do over, you know, across the pond in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but some Americans do it.
Yes.
Well, you're right. That is true. Maybe that's where that came from. And then they have a little bit more of an attitude over there. So maybe that is more.
Do they, Todd? Are they more nose in the air?
A little bit.
They are, huh?
Oh, yeah. Even with one another.
Okay. Is it true about their teeth?
Yes.
Generally speaking.
Why?
Generally speaking.
I don't know. Why? I mean, you know, you got the great medical schools there. You got Oxford. You got these great institutions of.
They have got some of the best medical over there.
That's what I mean. In the world.
Yes.
Why not the teeth?
People just don't brush. Like there was a poll over there that I did one day when I was on the air, and of all the guys that responded, only 30% of the men brush their teeth every day.
Oh my God!
I
think the younger generations, it's getting better.
Wow.
But I think they're influenced by Hollywood in America, where the older generations are just like, you know.
They were the way they were.
Yeah, they got picket fences in their
mouth. But you would think Colgate and Crest would just go in there and start advertising. I mean, that's a huge untapped market, 70%.
Oh, I know guys from World War II.
You make a lot of money, because I think there's a lot of profit in toothpaste, though, right? It's just, what is it?
Yeah.
It's just not.
I know.
It's just, anyway, and it's not that expensive either.
World War II, tell me, they'd go to a pub over there, and there'd be some good-looking girl, and they'd buy her a drink, and she'd flash a big smile, and she'd be, like, missing two teeth.
Right.
So that happened a lot.
You see, over here, it's meth.
So this guy texts her, they don't have fluoride.
Oh, you know what? That's what it could be. They don't have fluoride in their water. Right? Okay, and that was all put on for the whole tooth thing. Yeah. But if you bad, like I said, if you have bad teeth here, it's.
Do they still do that? Do they still put fluoride in your water supply?
Yes.
They still do that, huh? Okay.
We have some people that don't think the balance is right. They've come to council meetings and, but our water department stands behind.
How do you put it in? Where do you, is there a big pipe? They just turn on the fluoride or? And where does it go? Does it go into Lake Michigan?
What do you mean?
Where do we get our water from here?
Lake Michigan. Well, here.
Yeah.
We get it. Yeah. We have two pipes that run parallel. Out to the lake, and then it's in Sugar Bush, because it kind of runs uphill and then downhill, is where the treatment plant is.
Okay.
You should go out there sometime. That's interesting. And then it comes here and gets distributed.
But where do they put in the fluoride?
I don't know that,
oh,
John.
Oh, that's what I'm asking.
I think we have to get somebody from Brian, who now was promoted, and he now runs the water utility.
Okay. I'd like to know.
We should get him on.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Kate Beckinsale. She's English. She's about one of her and Posh are two of the best looking women ever from England, in my opinion. Sandra Bullock is 60. I always liked her.
Oh, she's sweet, isn't she?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I always liked her. Kevin Spacey is 65. He's done.
Yep.
Done.
But he won that last deal.
Yeah, but Hollywood will never welcome him back. He's like one of the Weinsteins or somebody. They're just, nah. Dorothy Hamill, 68, man, was she America's sweetheart back in my day.
All the girls were getting the Dorothy Hamill haircuts.
I even got one.
Well, listen, that's what you should do. If you don't lose the weight, you got to have a Dorothy Hamill haircut.
I don't know if I have enough hair to do it. Roger Taylor, I don't know Roger Taylor. He's 75 today.
Drummer from Queen.
I did not know that. I'm not a Queen fan. Tried watching that movie. I watched it for 10 minutes and turned it off.
Oh, you should have watched that.
I didn't like it. Helen Mirren, another English. It's all English today. It's all British people. Helen Mirren is 79. Mick Jagger is 81.
What are we laughing about?
I would think it'd be funny if he and Biden debated.
Wow. I
think that would be kind of funny.
That's 81.
81?
You can move
you
like
don't
that.
Todd, you don't see much of him anymore, do you?
Who's that?
Mick Jagger?
Oh, they're no, touring still, and stuff, aren't they? Still,
oh, yeah. Didn't somebody say they're going to see him in Chicago or someplace recently?
I don't know.
No. Somebody told us they saw them. Where did they see them? Like in England. Somebody on this show was talking about that.
You're right. I can't remember who that
was. But how cool it was seeing them in England.
No. That's not what it was. We were at that bar, that place that sponsors our Friday show.
The Heights.
Yeah.
And it was the lady who was sitting at our table.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just in Chicago in June.
Okay, that's okay. Okay,
they were in Chicago in June, but the lady that at our table or who came up or wanted to tell us something important about herself told us that she saw them in England.
Okay, yep. They were in England early
yeah,
this...
I do.
Well, in 2022, I guess they were in England, yeah. But they just wrapped up a tour. Their last date that they played was the 21st of July.
That's great
Missouri.
For them, man. To still be doing it at 81.
I had a friend see him in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and he said, you would never know that they're in their 80s because they're out on stage. Mick Jagger's running around doing the whole thing.
Somebody had something like that. It was who's the other one from his band that was a real big druggie? Pretty much all of them. But anyway, there's a thing that said, who's the guy that died recently? The guy used to do, okay, everybody, one, two.
Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons. It's like, you know, Richard Simmons dying and these guys from the Rolling Stones still being alive.
Right, that's right.
Kind of throws out that whole, let's work out vibe.
Let's rethink that diet.
Yeah, let's rethink that one. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. And a good looking Friday morning, 54 degrees in Green Bay, 59 in Upton, 54 in Oshkosh. We're coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports coming in. Brandon Kennard, NBC 26. We had the debut show last night on football games coming up on NBC 26. It's 32 this weekend or this season. Dennis Peter with what's going on in the area, and he's got a very special guest brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. It's our Mino and the Mayor music series brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. And I've been stalling because I'm trying to read it before I say it. Elijah Kurzweil. Aaliyah.
Oh, the Miss America? Or,
yeah. Did I get it wrong, Todd?
I believe it's Aaliyah Kurzweil.
There you go. Miss Green Bay. We have her in here playing the piano, showing her talents. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. It's more of a synthesizer. I don't think she's going to really bring up piano.
Another noise we're hearing.
I'm playing a little something in the background.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's like, turn that radio down.
Yeah, we Sage got us a baby grand piano. Did you see that? That's nice.
You know, what's funny about pianos, though? So my daughter, when she was, she bought a new house in Madison a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And I was there just to help the day before the whole thing. And there was a piano in the garage. And the sellers stopped over. And they're like, yeah, we're gonna get that moved. Unless she would want to buy it. And she said, do the daughters play? Do you guys play piano? And the wife was like a teacher, piano teacher. Well, I'll show you girls, you know. And the guy goes, you know, we were going to sell that for $1,000, but we'd give it to her for $800. Okay. I said, oh, that's great. That's great. She goes, and my daughter's like, really? She said, that sounds neat. Maybe the girls. I said, Amber, here's what you do. You say no, and chances are real good they're going to come back and say, can we just leave it? Right. When I was in real estate, I had that happen with big roll top desks was one of the things.
Yeah.
Pool tables was another thing. One of them I was surprised was a gun safe. Those things are so heavy. It's mind boggling.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, so, I mean, there's, some big time things people are like. I would almost, when we have Ben and Deanna on the Malcors again, we should talk about that. Some of the things
behind.
That don't buy them people.
Yeah.
People don't want to move them.
When I bought my house, it was a really cool shuffleboard. I mean, with the, that
oh,
you've seen
cool.
a bar.
Yeah.
I sold it for $500.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Now that's something that would be
cool.
But
the guy, it was the same thing.
Same thing. Just don't want to
buy
it.
And I'm like, no, I don't even know how to play the game. I still don't know how to play the game. I have for years. But it, then he's like, do you mind if we leave it? And I'm like, no, I guess not. But, you know, anyway. Yeah. did she end up with the piano?
No, they did take it.
Oh, they did.
But
okay, they're expensive to move.
Really expensive. And then, because we used to, at the Veterans Village where I was, I bet three or four times somebody contacted, hey, would you guys like a piano?
Right.
But you guys have to
get
move
it. Out of my basement.
And it's like,
You know, if you look on...
Marketplace.
Yeah.
That's what she did then. Her realtor said, look, if you're really serious about it, look on Marketplace. There are about 10 of them free.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I mean, there's pianos that, you know, it depends if they're tuned in. But, I mean, if your kid's just going to learn and, you know,
right.
you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and stuff, that you don't need to spend $1,000 on a piano.
Exactly.
Unless they really.
I bought my first house in Alloy for $68,000, that would now be probably $300,000.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
But you're also making six times as much as you did back then.
I'm making six times less.
I'm just saying we have not kept up with
that. Yeah. But they had a pool, and the lady said, hey, for $1,500, we'll leave the pool table. I said, no, we're going to pay for that. And it was, would you guys mind if we left the pool table? Yeah, happens all the time. Anybody out there ever have that where somebody said they'd sell it to you, and then it's like, I'm just going to leave it.
We ended up, when I was a kid, we had a... The baby grand piano, and
it, of course,
you get.
How big was your house? It had to be huge,
it was huge. It was 11, what, 10 kids?
Because you guys had everything in there. You had all those kids.
Yeah, a lot of kids. We had a room that. Anyway, that's not important. That's not my point.
Wayne says garlic beds are sometimes written in home contracts for the seller to keep the harvest. Wow, I did not know that. Big Wayne.
Wow,
is that because they're hard to grow?
I don't know, but. I owe him a major thank you note. Man, do I use that garlic he gave me.
That's really something, isn't it?
It is, and I made that. I was just telling Johnny this morning, you know, I made that pasta with garlic and shrimp. I made a lot of it, like a lot.
I will say that stuff at the Heights that night smelled so delicious, but it was coming out of your pores during the event later on. Because you were sweating.
Oh, man.
It was hot in there. Hey, Big Wayne, give us a call quickly. I need to talk to you. I need to get the guy on from Peshtigo. My brother and I we're doing the green. We got the green light. We're growing. We're gonna harvest. We're gonna grow. I'm looking for a better term for, you know, you grow a bunch of stuff. We're doing a crop. We're doing a crop of mushrooms. We're doing a crop of mushrooms.
But a variety.
A variety.
Okay, that's good. That's important.
So I need to
know. You're gonna have those little like arches over the sections so people can go pick their own.
Well. That's the part as far as with the farmer's market aspect. If I can get a spot.
That's not going to work.
That would work in the small logs from a foot and a half. Wayne.
I'm here.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good.
Do you have your coffee, Wayne? You're going to need it today.
I just on a way to my clients, but I had to throw in the garlic, you know, comment in there.
Is that true?
Yeah. So, you know, because you plant garlic in October up here, and then you harvest in July. So your garlic sells for $20 to $25 a pound. So you know, even if you have, you know, not a ton like me, but enough. I mean, it's probably worth $1,000 for what I have in my backyard.
Wow.
So they'll write it in saying, you know, hey, I can come back and grab my garlic harvest. It's still mine.
So you don't have to do anything, huh? I mean, just once it's good. What is that, an annual or a perennial when that happens? I always get those.
Oh, annual. It's an annual.
Yeah. Okay. Annual would be.
If you plant garlic, right, you don't have to do much to it.
So they retain the rights for just the 1 year, though. It's not like
squatting
rights.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just say the harvest. I want my this year's harvest,
all right.
And then that's it.
Wow. I didn't know that was that valuable. Can anybody grow? Because maybe I can think about growing this, too.
Yeah. Well, garlic?
Yeah.
Garlic is. Super easy. I mean, you have to take care of it and feed it and, you know, give it hugs and kisses once in a while, you know, if you want nice big bulbs.
Okay.
He said, 641. And by the way, he said bulbs. Okay. Extra right. Yes. Yeah.
John's writing this all down.
So are we still talking? All right, I'll get on the mushroom thing. I was actually last week, and I was like, I should probably reach out to him, but then I kind of dropped it again. But all right, if you're into it, I'll get him on.
Please do.
All right.
A lot of people are interested in this. I don't know if I'm happy about that because that's competition, but I really need to know what types of wood I need to plant the different types of mushrooms in. Because I thought those big old pine trees we cut down would be perfect, and you said no. You know what's kind of scary, though, Wayne? And then this was a good part about me growing my own. I was watching this thing, this guy, kind of a naturalist, you know, does a lot of hiking, you know, eats all, you know, stuff he finds.
Like yourself.
Myself. In the mirror.
But he's picking these orange mushrooms, and he goes, oh, man, I'm eating these tonight. These are absolutely delicious, and they're great for you. And then he came upon, he goes, oh, I thought I found more, but it's their evil cousin or something. These are completely poisonous.
But they look the same.
They look the same.
You have to
be careful. There's a different spore test that you can do, you know, to get familiar with them. I'm not a mushroom expert, but there are definitely mushroom hunters. That's a thing. That's a cult.
Oh, it is. My dad was one. He was huge into picking his own mushrooms and canning them and everything. And he had books on it. And there are certain things you could look for underneath to tell if it was good or poison. But it's like, you know, you're feeding these to your family. You kind of have a lot of confidence that you're picking the right ones when this one is good. And, you know, 4 feet away, there's one that'll kill you.
I think you got to get, but Wayne, you get that stuff on your phone, right? Where you take a little picture and it tells you.
I wouldn't trust that one.
You kind of have to do a spore test. And what you do is you cut the top of the mushroom off, and then you put it on a white piece of paper and you let it sit, and then it drops its spores, and then you can identify it that way. And then they have pictures of that.
Oh, really?
So each mushroom has a different identification based upon like the color, the pattern, things like that. And then that's how you specifically identify it.
Take you a week.
I'm sure there's a week to pick a pound.
That sounds pretty tedious.
Yeah, but not only that, though, but I mean, think about that. That's why I'm growing my own from now on. I don't trust other people to pick my mushrooms.
You're self-contained.
I'm telling you, just grow wine caps, man. If you have a perennial, you know, garden with wood chips, you put the spores in there. Oh, then you're harvesting mushrooms, and you have the beauty of the flowers and the bees flying around. You're feeding everything.
Can you do that in the front yard? Will it look nice?
You won't even see them.
Won't even see them. What do you mean, the mushrooms?
Yeah, because what you want to do is if you have a flower garden, like a nice thick one where you have native pollinators and stuff like that, and your cover ground is you're using wood chips.
Yeah, we got that.
You put the spores in the wood chips, and then the mushrooms are low growing, so they'll just grow, you know, coming out of the wood chips, and then you pick them as they come up.
Okay.
In fact, wine caps, people grow those in flower beds actually just for the looks, because wine caps can get huge. They can get up to like 8 to 12 inches.
Wow.
And they stay low. So you wouldn't eat them like that, but it would just add to like, hey, you know, look at, I got everything.
I'm thinking to the ambiance, my presentation.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, the wine caps are best when they first come up.
Wayne, our neighborhood, new neighbors, rabbits, a lot of rabbits this year.
Yeah.
Right in the hood, we've got rabbits all over. Do they eat those mushrooms?
No, they won't. I don't think anything does. I know.
but no, I don't like, a deer don't eat mushrooms, right?
No, you can put them on though. They don't think anything will touch the mushrooms. Okay. I've never had an issue except for my chickens. That's what killed my mushroom beds.
Oh, chickens do. Chickens. Oh, all right. Okay.
All right. Well,
do you sell eggs, Wayne?
Sell eggs?
Yeah. Do you sell eggs?
Oh, do I sell? I do, but I only have 14 chickens, so I only get like 8, you know, 6 to 8 eggs a day. So I sell and give them to my neighbors.
I got some friends that tried raising chickens to sell eggs and things like that, and they would go out, and all of a sudden there'd be a chicken laying there, and literally his head would be missing.
And yeah, that's from a hawk.
Is that a hawk? Wow.
Yep. In fact, I had one kill one of my chickens this year. So I've got, if you come out to the mini farm, you'll see it. I've got cover over all the runs, you know, and it looks nice. I keep it looking nice. It's for greenhouse covers, and then like black, and then just hanging so that way the hawks can't fly down.
But they will just kill them for the sake of killing them, huh?
And that chickens.
Yeah, the hawks will fly down because they're not quite big enough, some of them, to take the whole chickens. So they fly down and they'll just take the head right off, and there's hardly even any blood. You just see the chicken laying there and the head's gone.
That's exactly right. That's exactly the way they described it. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, if you had like a raccoon, or like we have other things that they'll come in and just wreak havoc on your whole flock. And my chickens were devastated for like 4 days after. They wouldn't come out. They were freaked out.
I don't blame them. Wow.
Yeah, I always thought it was a raccoon or an animal or dog or something that did it. But wow, those hawks, that's pretty precise.
Oh yeah, hawks. Yeah, they'll come down, grab it, fly away.
Don't they also say
eagles will come down and just take the whole chicken?
Wow. Don't they say weasels are real bad too?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
They'll tear
mink,
it up.
I had a black mink just sitting on a stump looking at him one time.
We've got at our camp, Wayne, we've got a albino, a white weasel living under the porch.
Oh, wow. Those are nasty.
I know
those
are.
Those will kill everything.
Yeah. We want to get
You probably don't have any mice by your house.
No. Well, yeah, you're right. Not many mice at all. But we worry because there's a lot of partridge in our area, and they kill partridge.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
All right, Wayne, if you could hook up that guy for us, we'd be really appreciative.
All right. Sounds good.
You're the man. You're the man.
Have a good
flight of the bumblebee.
Buddy.
All right.
Big Wayne reporting in. We'll be back with more right after this. Mind of the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning, head into a sweltering weekend. But that's okay, because I'm going to do a lot of walking. I'm going to be sweating out all the old carbs I have in me. It's going to be great. This could be like when you're a person. Don't you do you like if
this,
you go to like a...
This happens all the time to you.
When you go to get dried out, as they used to say it.
Right,
to place,
right. Detox.
Detox.
You are just going through detox.
Yes, purging everything out of your system. And I think that heat this weekend, when I go walking around in my rubber suit... That's going
to
help.
That is not going to...
You have a rubber suit?
I've got a rubber suit.
Okay, now the question is, why do you have a rubber suit?
Well, it's not really
and
a rubber suit.
What kind of rubber suit is this?
From 1960.
No, it's my...
little tassel whip.
Nope. It's actually... okay. Nope. It's actually my... It's actually my neoprene
Would you
waders.
Mind calling me?
What? It's actually my neoprene waders.
Oh, all fishing right. Waders. For that...
But
you guys,
neoprene.
And they go up to your waist.
Yeah.
And then
above the waist, up to.
Right. And then you guys, this is what happens. And you guys slip in the stream and it fills with water and you end up drowning.
No.
That happens.
No, yeah, no. The old rubber ones, that's what would happen. But neoprenes prevent that.
What's neoprene?
Because they're floatable. It's basically almost the same stuff scuba divers wear.
It's that tight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Once they get wet, because that's what I wore, like I told you the last time I was in a dunk tank for Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
And I wore those. Yeah. Yes, but then they get real tight on you. So you walk around those, you'll sweat like you can't believe.
Jim, it's a little bit more.
Call him sir from now on. Okay?
Something.
Wow. Sorry I had to walk in on this, Mark.
Yeah, sorry, Mark.
Mark from Bell and Sports Medicine, I'm sure his people are listening and saying, what? Are you kidding me?
We don't
want to be a part associated with this.
No.
Hey, I'm going to jump in on this. Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
1988, 89.
Okay.
Rolling Stones, Alpine Valley, best concert I have
they
ever
played
been
Alpine
to.
Valley?
Wow.
That was wow.
First concert, and I will tell you the best concert I've ever been to.
I've only been to one concert there, and you guys, I bet, would never be able to guess in a million years who it was.
Kenny Loggins.
Who? No.
Jimmy Buffett.
No. And it was the hottest ticket of the summer. The hottest ticket, and I had a sales lady from the radio station hook me up.
I looked it up.
Go ahead.
September 8th, 1989 was when they were there at Alpine Valley. Their set list started with Start Me Up. And ended with Jumpin' Jack Flash.
And it poured rain.
No.
Unbelievably for the whole concert. They went, I mean, they're covered, you know, but.
Wow.
Yeah. Was it kind of like, you get a Woodstock thing going on? Or were people, like, were they sliding in the mud and all that weird stuff? Like,
did you have some free love?
I can tell you this. So my hometown.
That's our new sound effect.
we got to move on.
My hometown, okay, go ahead, my hometown is Janesville. And, and yes, that was known when the Grateful Dead would come in. The Grateful Dead came in. This is probably somewhere probably 89, 90, 91. They were sliding down the hill, and the Grateful Dead fans, they didn't shower.
Right.
So they're just full of mud, and they're high. And they would have to soak these people in like big tubs to get the mud off of them and stuff like that.
Kick mud, were you at that one?
No, I was not. But the only reason I know this was where I worked. The gentleman who owned the business, his wife worked for the mental health department, and they had a lot of people coming in from a lot of counties.
A lot of deadheads, because I have somebody, a friend of mine who was one of them. Hey,
you?
It wasn't me. Was it the Grateful Dead?
No.
Because they played there a couple times.
1990, summer of 1990.
Was it, I kind of want to guess this. Was it a Stones type of band, or was it more like a Peter Paul Mary type, like chill?
No, it was more of a youth, a lot of young girls. It was the hottest band going in the country that year. It was the hottest ticket in the country.
Women?
Who?
You're saying it was all women?
Yeah, girls. It wasn't a women's band at all. It was boy toy bands.
I don't know, John.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah, okay.
New Kids on the Block.
You went to that?
Yeah, I went to that. But anyway, well, I took my daughters.
You probably drove a whole bunch of girls down. Just like a lot of dads.
Okay, I was going to say, who'd you go with? Well,
but here's
of mine
the deal. So I'd never been there before, and I had the tickets, and I told the girl, this is a nice spot on the hill. Okay, turns out our tickets were almost like second row. Wow. And I didn't know it until like after the concert. So then we're leaving the concert. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, wow. Leaving the concert, and it's just, couldn't find, so I said, we're going to leave early before it ends. So with the traffic.
Thanks, Grandpa. The biggest song they play at the end, but we're leaving early because I don't want to drive in that traffic. Okay.
Left early, couldn't find the car. Could not find the concert ends. Thousands of people start coming out. I get into it with some guy. Pulling out.
Can't imagine that.
We're yelling at each other.
In front of the kids.
And somebody's like, hey, buddy, watch your line. Your kids are like, yeah. It was not my finest moment.
Yeah.
He hasn't been allowed to come back since.
Yes, I have. How you doing, Mark?
Good.
Good to see you. So, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Did you hear about our new challenge? 190 pounds, the lady that was sitting right where you were yesterday. Lost. 190 pounds.
Well, actually, it was 195.
195. 195 pounds she dropped. She weighed 340.
And she, we used to work together way, way back in the day. And the way she lost her weight was no surgery, no crazy a lot of pills.
Meat.
Or,
she ate a lot of meat.
Well, she high protein.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think you have to do it all by exercise. And I think changing your diet, I think, is a huge portion of that.
Would you verify something for me? You say no carbs, and people are like, nah, that's stupid. But carbs are sugar. And if you say I'm going to do it no sugar, they're like, oh, that's smart. But the carb thing has this weird connotation. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Thank
but,
you.
But no, here's
the
thing.
Give me the bell, Todd.
No,
I just had
I
a medical
so.
Professional I, agree with me.
Yeah, well, that's because you just ask a half a question. What Johnny is doing by saying no carbs, he's getting into this like phase of ketosis or whatever that's called.
Ketosis?
Yes. But he'll
we make up so many words.
It's fun listening to him to try to say words.
John.
But when he steps out of the bound, when he steps out of the lane, it all comes back right away, right?
Well, that's the point of that big diet was a day or two, and like you have to be so strict with it.
And that's called discipline.
You know, I mean, I'll give work. You, you know, okay. So I've been out walking and trying to lose weight and do great. My last 10 days I've been on the road. It's thrown me for a loop. So, yeah. You know, it's a matter of, you got to really think about, what am I eating? Where am I eating? When am I going to get the exercise done? Like, you do that for even 2 or 3 days. You threw it for the loop. So I don't care what plan, diet plan you're on. You just, you can throw it for the loop over just 2 or 3 days and gain 5.
Exactly.
I spent the weekend with my granddaughter. So I put on, I was 5. Oh. I got on the scale before I left with them. Okay. Yeah. Got on the scale the morning after I got back with them. And it was exactly 5 pounds. I went from 228 to 233 in 3 days.
Yeah.
And I hope people say, oh, it's water, it's water. Well, it's still pretty discouraging when you see that number on the scale.
Exactly.
It just really is. Yeah. All right, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. If you have any health questions for him, text him in. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of fun.
And I want to talk a little Olympics, too.
Okay.
That's a lot of cool stuff going on. I know that's your world. All right, we're going to be right back.
Always talking about who-